This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube reviewing for French. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's a Friday. Oh, show up.
Woo!
Wow! To what do we owe the pleasure?
You know, first game of the year.
I understand.
You gotta make a good impression on the season, Tope.
Wow! All right. Well, Frog Boy is here. The people want to know where you've been.
No, listen. I come bearing gifts. I'm not just here to show my pretty face. All right. I want these Colts to know they're going down.
Man.
I want to revel in the victory that was and is going to become this week a 2-0 Canes team. And, of course, it's a Vice Shirt Friday. Is this Vice? I don't know if this is Vice.
Yeah, well, I'll allow it. You didn't show up with a hoodie like Leroy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I showed up. You know what I'm talking about? You know?
I don't know. Yeah, it's been a busy week for him. I'll give him a pass for today. But let us get to our headlines here to start this lovely Friday morning, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen priced like they lost their mind. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. That was a crazy opener. I mean, it had everything. Whoa. You had a spitting cobra. We then had Spitgate have a development because maybe there were two spitters. Dak Prescott deserve to get spit at? Then... We had Jalen Hurts and the Cowboys back and forth running up and down. We had the Cowboys really yacked that game up yesterday, to be honest with you, Frog Boy.
Yeah.
They had a huge fumble in the red zone, and then CeeDee Lamb, I mean, he had it. Whew, I mean, it was right there for him, dude.
Yeah, that was my first pick in one of my fantasy teams, and I'm like, all right, so the season's over.
Oh, he's dead to you.
What are we doing?
I mean, that was bad.
Just week one?
I like his explanation was just, that was terrible. Yeah. I appreciate the accountability from CD.
I like it.
But oh my God. I mean, it was dropped in a bucket there by Dak Prescott. He had another one too that he had to dive for, but he got his hands on. Would have made up for it.
Yeah.
Nope, didn't get that one either. Yeah. But the Eagles win 24-20. Jalen Hurts, 19 of 23, 152 yards. But he was just as dangerous on the ground. He was 14 carries, 62 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns for him. Saquon Barkley, pedestrian maybe by his numbers, but I mean, it was funny because everybody was making the point during the game. It's like Jerry Jones is sitting here. We traded Micah so we could stop the run. And they just got steamrolled up and down the field, especially in the first half. In fact, most of the action just happened in the first half of that game. To be honest with you, Froggy, I fell asleep because of the lightning delay. I was like, the last thing I remember was the fumble. And then I was like, I woke up and I'm like, oh crap, who won the game? And then I'm here to, I was like, oh, I must have snoozed out when we were in the delay. But woke up, saw that I didn't really miss any scoring, so I didn't feel like I missed much of the game until I saw the unfortunate drop by CeeDee Lamb, which was rough. But the big story of yesterday was crazy because we had one of the best defensive players in the league in Jalen Carter get the heave-ho. And I texted you guys, is this happening? And I'm like, hey, something just happened. Because I was just like, you know, it was one of those things where I kind of logged in, but I was getting the kids to bed. And I'm like, I walk in and I see that he's kicked out of the game. I'm like, what just happened? And I don't think did you watch it live? Did you know that he had spit live, or were you as confused as I was? I didn't find out until like minutes later on social media what had actually happened.
Well, you alerted me. I saw your text, and that usually means something's good. Something good's going on. Like, but I, you know, you ended up dropping the video as well. So that was my first, you know, visual of it. I turned on the game after that, and then you know you get the reverse angle later.
Oh man. That was crazy because it's like we're going down the investigation hole of all of this stuff. And they're like, turns out Dak Prescott also a spitter.
Oh.
Lovable, clean cut Dak Prescott. Not the menacing Jalen Carter. Dak Prescott also a bit of a spitting cobra out there. Mm. This is crazy. But yeah, Jalen Carter, like immediately 6 seconds into the game.
That was crazy.
Apparently he was like trying to intimidate one of the rookies, according to Dak Prescott. And I guess that Dak Prescott claims he's a spitter. He claims that he spits all the time. But I guess when they got nose to nose, Jalen Carter's like, hold my beer. I'm about to up the ante here with this.
Now, everyone's saying, but Dak spits on the ground, you know, not right towards anyone. Do you think that just inspired Jalen? Like, oh, you're spitting? I could spit too. Like, I don't know. Maybe it was one of those childish moments, man.
I don't know. I mean, everybody's saying that, you know, Carter's got a temper and that he's got to, you know, settle down a little bit. Spitting is gross. Yeah. I mean, overall, it's just absolutely gross. But it didn't register. I'm like, what do you mean? Because I don't imagine getting that angry when the game hasn't even started. I can almost see this fury. Remember, of course, the whole Mason Rudolph, Miles Garrett thing you know, there was a whole controversy. He rips the helmet off, and then we're like, what did Mason Rudolph say to him?
Yeah.
So at least we have an idea that, like, oh, you spit at me, I'm going to spit right in your face. Mm. But, I mean, he's for sure getting – I feel like he's going to get suspended, I think.
Ooh,
or at least fined heavily. Right? Or is that technically a suspension? If you leave a game 6 seconds, is that being suspended for a game?
Time served. Time served.
Time served.
You know, that's a good question. He's definitely going to get a fine. You think this is suspension worthy, though? Like a game? It's a game for a little
celebrity? I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Jenny
I don't know.
Like, was peeing himself every game, you know? Just like a body fluids happen, I guess. I don't know.
It was flying all over the place. It was crazy. Other headlines we got tonight in Brazil. Kansas City Chiefs, they take on the LA Chargers at 8 o'clock. Now this game is on YouTube, right? Not YouTube TV. All get this. I don't get YouTube TV.
Yeah, me either. Which is very expensive, by the way. It's like $90 a month.
Yeah, I mean, I'm for one. I'm one of the few ones. I'm happy about this ESPN bundle because I mean, you know, the streaming platforms you have to get ESPN. It's not cheap. No. And so I was like, oh, this is great. This knocks off like $15 out of my life. Now I'll spend that probably on 9 other streaming services my kids will tell me about. But because that's just how it works. I'm like, why do we have the Broadway channel? I was just going through it yesterday. I like looked on. I was like, what this is this anime Pokemon? What is this? I don't. Why am I paying $8 a month for this? I never see you guys watch this.
You have a Labubu subscription. You don't even know
Labubus. Yeah, we have everything. It's crazy, but I don't have YouTube TV, and I'm trying to. But I do get this game tonight. This is just a YouTube straight up body.
Yeah, I like that. I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
I'm not to get too far ahead of ourselves. Next week, the Canelo Crawford.
Terrence Crawford?
That's Netflix, right?
That's Netflix, yeah.
Okay. See, I like this idea of, like, I know how to get to these things. These are normal things. It's not like, you know, you have to catch it on Amazon Prime on this day at this time. But, like, you have to have the subscription. You can't just have Amazon. It's just weird.
I don't mind having streaming platforms. I know a lot of people are annoyed by it, especially the old. The old like to just go on television. Like, I don't mind having Peacock. Although Peacock sucked last night. I don't know what was going on. Do you watch on NBC or do you watch on Peacock?
I think it was Peacock because they were advertising the paper a lot. And I
Oh, they did. Yeah. Well, I was watching on Peacock too. Obviously, I love Peacock because one, Love Island. Oh. Two, Love Island Games. And three, Love Island UK.
They have games. So,
yeah, they're going to have games with Ariana Maddox coming up. Actually, Love Island UK is on Hulu now that I think about it. They have, but they do have Real Housewives of Salt Lake. So I love Peacock. Right. But so I don't have a problem watching games on streaming services like that or exclusives. But I do know it annoys a lot of people. So I imagine people are going to be very annoyed that they even have to fire up YouTube on their television today.
Yeah.
So that's what you got, though. You know, check it out. Yeah. Especially, but most people have the YouTube app on their television, yeah?
Yeah, my wife doesn't have the YouTube app on her phone, and I think it's the weirdest thing. Like, I have to go to Safari and type in YouTube. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Really?
Crazy. You have a child. She's like, I have YouTube kids. It's like, that's not enough.
My my kids have messed up my algorithm because they just go and my daughter watches makeup YouTube shorts, and it's logged into my profile on the television.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have no sense of ownership over my YouTube algorithm anymore.
You'll never see Drew Starr again.
I'll never see him. It's crazy. Locally, we know Dolphins, Colts, that's coming at you. The big news yesterday, Darren Waller, again, did not practice.
Should I be worried?
I don't know, dude. If he shows up, he shows up. That's kind of how I'm going on it right now. The number five Miami Hurricanes. Oh, by the way, Game Day Uncensored will come your way 9 a.m. Full 4 hours for your ass coming at you at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. Myself, Solana, Omar Kelly going to join us during the program as well. And then in the college ranks, the Miami Hurricanes take on Bethune-Cookman. And WQM, you, of course, can hear that. I think 3 o'clock is when the pregame starts, I think.
Yes.
I think 3 o'clock is when the pregame starts for that 7:30 kickoff from Hard Rock Stadium. Lots to get into here on a football Friday. We take a break. It's a Frog Boy Friday. He's here. Leroy will get here. J-Fig, 12:35-ish. Lots to get to here on a Friday. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All
Welcome back, everybody. Oh, hello, Leroy.
What's up?
Morning.
Morning.
Leroy. How are you?
Got my first victory of the year.
Did you?
Oh.
Yeah. Who did I tell you I was betting yesterday?
Oh, you bet the Cowboys. Yeah, you bet the Cowboys. That's right.
You bet the
should have won outright with CeeDee Lamb, old stone hands.
Oh my goodness. I've never seen a receiver that you usually think of as being reliable. Miss some bunnies.
Yep.
Like, I mean, and what gets lost in this is we're gonna look back and say Dak only had 152 yards passing. But he was carving that defense up.
No, he should have. They had two drives. You had the fumble, which they were steamrolling. They should have probably scored on that drive. I mean, that was felt bad for him.
Really?
And then the pass to CeeDee Lamb would have set them up pretty as well. I'm sure Dallas. I don't know how you feel because you were on the road with the champs. But you also gotta be sick with yourself for not winning that game.
But here's the deal, and here's what I like to tell people about higher levels of sports. You have the ability to do something great. Everybody that's in the NFL, at least once. What separates you is the closer that best gets to your normal, right? A Hall of Famer does that every time, no questions asked. You can count on it. He gonna make great plays. Right. And it's just different levels of it. So, yeah, you're in the league. You can be great at times. But what separates you is your ability to be able to do it over and over again. And I say that because Dallas in moments looked like the best team on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But when they tried to sustain it, then Dallas poked its head out.
Yeah. I mean, their defense wasn't very good yesterday either. They got bowled over.
Oh, and Saquon go give you something every game where he just does something. You go, really?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. He's a moose. And then Jalen Hurts is like, he's so elusive.
How is, and I asked this when the list came out, so I'm not asking this after the fact. How is Jalen Hurts the 10th best quarterback in the league?
It's crazy. No, I don't understand it. It's wild to me. Like, I know it wasn't, I get it. The game wasn't like the most impressive passing game, but like anytime he was in danger yesterday, he was just as elusive as anybody else in the league. He's a moose. So
as Spo would say, he makes winning plays all the time. So a quarterback who knows when he needs 5 yards and can run and get it, or knows when he needs 15 yards and throws a dart, right? You keep adding those together, that makes you a good NFL quarterback.
I know somebody who likes it because that's what his favorite thing is with a quarterback.
Mobile, dude. Mobile.
What did you think of we talked about it, obviously, in the first Spitgate, dude.
I'm going to tell you all the story. Now, I can come over there and punch you in the face and you'll be like, what the hell? But if I spit on you, that's a whole nother level of disrespect. I was playing with the Vikings and Corey Fuller, who went to Florida State. Corey Fuller was playing cornerback. And you remember Eric Winter, who was known as a dirty player? He was a center. He pulled out, blocked Corey. They get into it. Winter spits on Corey. And
we lose him. Damn, he's had this new computer he's trying, Marcos, and it's been like, it's been yakking up. Like, I don't know what's going on with that, but it was, it's great. I love the position that he always seems to get stuck in the most compromising position whenever these freezing happens. It's so great.
Man, that's unfortunate. I was really invested into that.
There we go. They got suspended, and so be it. And once
you got suspended for like 30 seconds there, like, what happened? So you said Corey
poked him in the eye like Three Stooges. They both got kicked out, both got suspended. And every single player in the NFL said, if you spit on me, it's go time. It is the most disrespectful thing you can do to another grown man, other than open hand slap. Open hand slap is pretty disrespectful too.
I think spitting is more disrespectful.
Yeah, but
what about
yeah,
a backhand so, slap? I feel like a backhand slap is like, I didn't even want to give you my palm. Like, I feel like that's even more.
But
what is it when you challenge somebody to a duel? Is that slapping with a glove?
Yeah. Whoa, you're not, I don't even want you to touch my hand.
I tell you what, you ever watch those slap fights?
Yeah.
They're crazy.
People legitimately, like doctors legitimately say that's the most dangerous thing that we're allowing people to do, the slap fighting. It's like there's no defense. You're literally just sitting here openly allowing yourself to be slapped.
Yeah.
Strange.
And then you get the countdown. One.
Yep.
Two. It's like, oh my God.
And the visual they have of the chalk that hits the face as well, because they chalk up their hands. I mean, look, I'm sure it'll be around for a while. It has been around for a while. It's just Dana White's invested in it now, but the Russians have been doing it for a while. We got some of these guys, the culprits. We have the parties of B when it comes to this. Marcos, can we hear first from let's hear first from Jalen Carter on what the hell was he thinking?
When it happened, were you like in a fit of rage, or what was your
emotion? I was calm, you know. I walked off the field calmly. I was not mad, you know. That's pretty much, I couldn't really do nothing else, you know. The ref decision is the ref decision.
What?
It was a calm spit.
Yeah. I don't think you can do that. I don't think that happens calmly.
Can you? You can't disrespect somebody in the worst way possible as a man and just say, I was calm.
I was calm. I was calm, guys. I was calm. All right.
You said we couldn't hit each other. You didn't say we couldn't not spit on each other.
How did you watch yesterday? Because we were talking about this I was confused. I had to wait until
I was watching it. And I was like, did he spit? And sometimes because of if the screen is, it looks like they're facing each other, but they could be off to the side. So I didn't really.
Yeah. Like we saw, he was like over the line of scrimmage and he was John. I guess Dak was saying he was trying to talk to the rookie to try, I guess, intimidate him or something like that. And then Dak and him Dak, they showed he spit, but
Dak,
like,
he spits over to the side.
He spit on the ground. He claims he's a spitter. He spits all the time. But then, of course, it got up to level. Here was Dak Prescott on the whole situation.
Spit 1,000 times throughout the game. I mean, especially game day, maybe even in general. And something I guess I'm not proud of. But in that case, he was trolling, I guess you could say, trying to mess with Tyler Booker. I was just looking at him. I was right here by the two linemen, and guess I needed to spit, and I wasn't going to spit on my lineman, and I just spit ahead. But I'd say he was back there where Jory was in that sense, and he asked, or he goes, you trying to spit on me? And at that point, I mean, I felt like he was insulting me. Like, I wouldn't spit on somebody. I'm damn sure not trying to spit on you. Like, we're about to play a game. I'm wondering why you're trying to mess with the rookie. And so when I stepped through, I actually say the words, like, what the hell would I, excuse me, but I'm probably even more colorful. What would I need to spit on you for? And he just spit on me in that moment, and it was more of a surprise than anything. Refs obviously saw it through the flag. I was like, hell yeah, we get 15 yards to start the game off. Didn't realize he was getting ejected. Unfortunate that he did. Hell of a player. Changed our plan and our blocking scheme, as I've told you all right before the week, that we're going to protect against him. So helped in that manner. But I don't wish for anybody to get out of the game. I'm sure he probably regrets that to some extent. I'm pretty sure he knows I didn't try to spit on him or wasn't even aiming to spit on him. Something that's probably going to get a lot of coverage and a lot of attention that feel sorry for him in the sense of, I mean, I know how excited each and every one of us are, right, to kick off the season and the season opener, and hell of a player like that doesn't even get a chance in the first play. Yeah, unfortunate circumstances.
And then as he leaves the podium, he goes,
that's what, see, can I just say,
how many times did he call the hell of a player? How many times?
Come on.
Six?
Can I just say this, Tobin?
Too much.
You would be the reason why melee start in every sport.
That's not fair, dude.
Really? Listen, if we took the situation with Van Gundy holding on to the leg, right? Somewhere Tobin's behind there instigating that.
Oh, yeah. It's really unfortunate. We lost their most intimidating defender on the line. Shame about that. Hell of a player. Hell of a player.
It'd have been something if you said, shouldn't have spit. Sorry.
I like this, but this is the problem, is Jalen Carter, a little immature. You know, he's trying to say, I was calm. But then you have Dak Prescott, who's basically like a mayor. He's probably going to run for like the governor of Texas one day. And he's just so polished, and he's got QB, you know, just like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm not proud that I spit all the time.
Right.
Hell of a player.
And like,
hell of a player.
Hell of a player. He's a hell of a player. By the way, come down to Arlington Chevy. We have all the best Chevys. You know, like I could just, right. You know, like he's just, this is a dapper veteran that's up there.
Right.
He's got no shot. Hell of a player. Hell of a player. Hell of a player. Here's Nick Sirianni, who I still can't stand his champion face. I still can't stand it. Here is he on the incident.
Our conversations and all my disciplinary things in house, but we got to do it. We have to fix it as coaches.
Is this something where you might take disciplinary action against Jalen?
Again, I will keep everything in house, and we will. You won't ever get that from me. Everything will always be handled in house, just like private conversations I have with players. None of that will ever be out to you guys. I'm sorry.
All right, there you go.
Even when he says that, you just want to
so annoying.
Right?
Just hate his face.
And you know what?
He's just got like
the
this.
The fact
like,
that we feel that way is a us prop. It ain't his problem.
I don't know. I don't know if it is.
Who's been coaching for what, 4 years? He's been two? How many Super Bowls?
Two Super Bowls. Nobody's denying he's a good coach,
right? So, like, if you have a problem with his antics or his just look, that's a you problem. That's a me problem.
I guess. Doesn't feel like a me problem. Feels like a him problem. Like, Marcus, you like him?
No, dude. No, I really think no one likes this guy.
I don't think anybody likes this guy.
It's just how he handles himself. It's not anything particular that he does, but it's, you know, like you ever talk to a guy and you go, can't trust him, right? Yeah. You just get that feeling. I think that's what. And so when he does do something wrong, it's magnified. And when he does win, everybody's like, they underplay it.
Crazy. All right, we'll take a break. Get into the Dolphins a little bit. Their first game of the season coming on up. We got action tonight. Chiefs and Chargers. Back with more to this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM WQAM. Hey, how would you like a chance to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit an elementary school of your choice? It could happen. It's WQAM's MVP experience with the Dolphins. Zach, sealer it on up. You guys can have an experience and have Zach Sealer come visit your school. He's on board to come over there, speak to the students. You just got to go to WQAM.com and enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade for your chance to win and get a visit from Zach Sealer. For more information and contest rules, go to WQAM.com. Dolphins back at it today. Some final prep. No Darren Waller yesterday. He missed practice yet again. Feels like he's actually just hurt. Yeah. Like can I just take this for what it is? Like, he missed 2 days of practice this week. He's listed with a hip injury. Sounds like he tried to practice last week and got hurt. Am I crazy? Is like, this seem what's happened? I don't know. That seems like, I think I'm just going to accept that. Like, Darren Waller tried to make a comeback, and the Dolphins say they've been practicing more physically.
Yeah.
So maybe he tried and got a little dinged up.
First of all, I want to commend Leroy, because this freeze position is great. This is good.
Yeah.
If we can just keep this.
He just looks bothered by me. I don't know why this keeps happening with this new computer of his, though.
And his IT guy so far.
His IT guy's gone. I think his IT guy's gone. He doesn't have anybody to bring him along with this and get it all fixed. But it's been weird. Like, he's perfectly fine, and I don't know if he just has it going in sleep mode in like 2 seconds.
I'm figuring because, it out, actually. I'm going to stop by his home, and I will figure this out for us.
We may need to. Yeah, we may need to get to it. But, the Dolphins getting ready for this Colts team that beat the Dolphins last year, probably one of the worst losses the Dolphins had last year.
Yeah.
Embarrassed. They had some, bad fumbles. They missed it. I mean, it was a very frustrating game all around for Miami. A real poop fest. We all had to watch them lose 16-10.
Gross.
Tyler Huntley was starting in that. Did Tyler Huntley start or Tim Boyle start? I forget. I think Tim Boyle actually started that game.
Well, Huntley.
I forget.
Well, first quarter. If Boyle did start, he was out by 5 minutes into the first quarter because Huntley threw a touchdown pass to Jonnu Smith, which was the only touchdown that we had. For the entire game, we had one more Jason Sanders field goal, but Huntley, that game went 7-for-13. I think they were just kind of like trying to keep it, you know, as like conservative as possible, because I think it was like one of his first games in, but it just was a horrible game to watch. Anthony Richardson wasn't great. We weren't great.
But we lost. I remember, the one that sticks out at me in that is I remember, I think Mostert had that bad fumble, yeah?
Yep, Mostert did have a fumble. And if you look at the rushing stats, it seems like that had to be the only thing that was keeping us in the game. But, like, I see Tim Boyle also. Like, if you look at the stat line, 74 yards passing, 87 yards passing. It's like, what kind of football game are we watching?
Yeah, Tyler Huntley got hurt, and then Raheem Mostert had a fumble. They turned into a touchdown. Alec Ingold, remember, they were best of friends? He also fumbled in that game.
Yeah,
what a horrible memory.
Just a disgusting game.
And the crazy thing is, this was not a good defense last year in the Indianapolis Colts. This was one of the worst defenses in the league last year.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm really hopeful that the Dolphins, you know, really can start off this season. They got some good guys in the defensive line, which is going to be an interesting test for, you know, the young new offensive line. It did see that James Daniels was limited a little bit yesterday, which, you know, always makes you squeamish. I want this line to be intact going into this first game.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a situation where the Miami Dolphins already are having to reach into their bag of backups. But, DeForest Buckner, I think they got Quiddy Pay. Like, these guys put up, they can get after the quarterback a little bit. But ultimately, like, this is a team that gives up a lot of, that gave up a lot of yards last year. And, I mean, dude, like, respectfully, I love Xavien Howard, right? Like, this guy is an all-time Dolphin, but dude's a walrus. I mean, he's long in the tooth. So we need to go out there, and I really need Tua to carve him up. Like, if this is one of those things, I need those hammies burning for Xavien Howard. Like he's going up against Baltimore, where he was doing a whole lot of chasing.
Man, but, like, you don't think this is setting us up for, like, a revenge game? You don't think this would be, like, the best game of the season for Xavien Howard? Who's on the other side?
I
know he's 32, but like,
yeah, no, he's up there. But it's one of those things where, yeah, the nightmare it's so Dolphins scenario, Froggy, is for sure.
Yeah.
That he picks off Tua, gets a pick six, or comes up with a key interception at some point. And look, the one thing with Xavien Howard, this has kind of been his whole deal, is like, that dude's a ball hawk. Like, when he, for being a cornerback, his entire career, when he's at his best, that dude gets interceptions. You know, a lot of these cornerbacks, they're not challenged. They kind of get ignored. And he's one of these interesting cases where he's really been, in his career, not necessarily a shutdown corner, but he's a playmaking corner. And sure, he could really just change the element of the game. Like, at his absolute best, you know, the guy was doing it all. But yeah, he can definitely turn a game and can make a big time play that you have to be scared of. You got to think he knows those instincts. He knows these receivers really well. So yeah, in our nightmare scenario, we could think about that for sure. That would be the way to go. But ultimately, like, this is not the gauntlet test all of a sudden that we're taking on for Miami. This is one of those where I do feel like, all right, this is a team, and I've said this, like, I think this is, the Dolphins are a more talented team than this team. You know, they're not bums. I mean, they got weapons, and we're curious to see what this new freak tight end that they have is, and Tyler Warren, that the Dolphins ended up passing on for Kenny G. But I don't know. There's a reason why I'm calling this a don't lose. And it just feels like the Dolphins are the better team. I feel like this is still a more talented team they're taking on. If the Dolphins had Tua last year, they're not losing to the Indianapolis Colts. Let's be real about it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Tim Boyle had to play for them.
It's rough. It's been rough.
What a nightmare last year was.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nowhere near what it needed to be. At that point last year when we lost to the Colts, we were 2-4. If we have another 2-4 start to this season, I'm not sure Mike McDaniel keeps his job past that week.
No, there's definitely one of those. There's definitely a case where the pressure is on early in this season for him. There's no doubt about that. Especially because, I mean, you're going to be taking on your division opponents 3 out of the first 4 games.
Yeah.
So this is, I mean, would you say it's their easiest of the first four, or would you say it's the Jets at home? Like, what would you look at and say, like, the layups for the Dolphins, or if you were going to chalk up, it would be this game.
Yeah.
Even if with it being a road game, and you would say, I guess the Jets, although I don't really know what to make of the Patriots. I don't.
Yeah, I really
people don't. Are people are already kind of just saying they're going to take the next step. But I would say that this Colts team is as winnable of any of their first four.
I would say this.
Oh, hello.
Hello. I don't know what's wrong with my internet.
Is it internet or is it your new setup? Because this has been, like, you look completely fine. Internet. You're not lagging.
No, because it's through the whole house. You know, I have the little arrows, and I go and check. And if that's red, it's not my setup. It's something with the internet that's blinking on and off.
All right. It just seemed like it had been happening since you put your new monitor in. I was like, is this thing sleeping too quick?
It's not that.
You want to send Frog Boy for IT?
I'll go. I'll go. I just, you know, I'll charge you a couple ribs or two. You know, nothing crazy.
I think we tend to put these high expectations on a couple of teams every year. And it very rarely pans out. So when you pick those teams that haven't been there, so the Patriots were what? Well, how many games did they win last year? Like, they didn't win many games last year, did they? To say that team is going to make this big leap.
4-13.
They were 4-13. And now everybody's saying, oh, they're going to be the second best team in that division. Like, not for nothing, but I kind of need to see it first. Right?
Agreed.
The same goes with, you're going to have a couple of teams that came out of nowhere, like the Washington Redskins. Are they going to, you know, sustain it over and over again? They do have a quarterback who's dynamic. I'm not even questioning that. But we did the same thing with Joe Burrow. So is it possible that in all these, you know, preseason opinions that they're wrong? Absolutely. And so you don't know where it's going to come from. There's going to be a couple of teams. For example, San Francisco was banged up last year. If they stay healthy, where do they fit in? Right? There's certain teams that have been there that had bad seasons because of injury. And there's other teams who haven't been there yet that people are just crowning them.
Right. But again, into this team in particular that they're taking on Indy. I mean, odds makers have Indy finishing third because they have them at plus 375 to win a not very good South division.
Right.
Tennessee, because Tennessee had the number one pick right now, is the long shot. But they're like right there with Jacksonville. The favorite is Houston.
Right.
But
because they've been there, and last year they were really banged up. So I could see that. I understand that.
But I can also see a scenario where the Colts are finishing in last place in a not very good division either. So
here's what
that's why I think that's why there is emphasis on trying to show the if the Dolphins are going to come out and show what they are. Like, you have a bad defensive team last year in Indianapolis with some good studs on the defensive line. We're going to get a chance to see this if they can get that first thing off the ground of like, all right, does this new offensive line get some push on them? Do they get that run game going? And dude, you got a guy who's starting at cornerback who friggin' hasn't played in a year.
Right.
Like, but I do think they were the fourth most yards they gave up last year out of anybody.
Fourth. Yeah.
They gave up a lot of yards. But here's what I would say. The thing that I always caution people on is a guy like Daniel Jones. Right? He got a second contract because everybody thought he could play. But he got a second contract with a team that is just, from top to bottom, terrible right now.
Yeah. And also, he had a generational running back.
Right. And
now he has a good running back here. This guy's right. It's not a bum that he's got behind him.
Right. So I'm more... I'm curious to see, because it happens, and we've seen it happen recently. Quarterback gets in a new situation, kind of fits the system that he's playing in, and plays well.
How much do you think we're going to see? Like, do you think Kenneth Grant plays a lot of snaps? Do you think they're going to put in a lot of those young guys in there? Or because this is obviously a big test early on for that new front, which everybody's been raving about. Because Taylor had a huge bounce back year last year, and he was really, really good.
I would say yes, he plays a lot. Because he's a contrast to what Zach Sealer does. If you put anybody else in, they kind of play very similar to what Zach Sealer does, and that's move the pocket, push everybody,
by the kneecap
in the middle, get penetration up the middle. So that those outside guys can, do what they do and get after the quarterback. So I think they'll change it up. They have a lot of guys on that front seven. They rotate a lot of guys up front. And I think that's because not only for the older guys, the injured guys, but to keep everybody fresh. So that when it gets to those crucial times, you can go to your main guys to get in there and get some pressure on Daniel Jones. Be careful, Daniel Jones can run.
Tangibles.
Yes. And so from that standpoint, those are the kind of the things I'm worried about. On the other side,
you know what we say that for an intangibles that can run?
What?
Sneaky athletic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Watch out for that guy. Sneaky athletic.
Well, then what do you call McClung?
Mac McClung? Oh,
that's also sneaky athletic.
Sneaky athletic.
Yeah.
But that
jumping
is
out the gym.
Jumping, that's crazy. Yeah.
Jump out of the gym can be anybody, not just intangibles.
When
Derrick Jones Jr. still jumps out of the gym.
Yeah, true. Yeah, true.
But
when you say somebody jumps out of the gym, though, I connote that they don't really have any other skill. Like, they're just a dunker.
True. Yeah, McClung doesn't play basketball. Like, he just wins dunk contests.
Plays for the Orange County Magic.
Okay. The Kissimmee Mickey Mouse.
Matthew McClung in the Matthew McClung's serving turkey legs between games.
Right. Okay. So I'm curious to see how this game starts, because both teams have to, you know, set the tone. The Dolphins want to set the tone for how they're going to play football this year, right? And being physical, yep. And that's been the thing.
You're going to be mad. Are you going to be mad if the first is a swing pass to Devon Achane?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, God. Yep.
You will get a text. You will get a text right away. I'm like, where to set the tone, Mikey?
We'll take a break. Our Tua! Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.